I'm standing in front of the remains of the original Globe Theatre in Bankside with someone who must know more about this area of Shakespeare's London than almost anyone on earth. Julian Boucher is senior archaeologist at the Museum of London and author of a very good book called co-author of The Rose and the Globe, Playhouses of Shakespeare's Bankside. Julian, what must it have been like to be where we are now in Shakespeare's time?
Southwark was a fairly bustling area and a prosperous one. It leads me south of the city. London Bridge is the only access across the country. We're a bit farther away from the centre of Southwark, Borough High Street, but we're within the Bankside area, the so it's a fairly natural area to see this country.
And what would it have been, the roads like, the way, is there sewage on the road, is that what?
Fairly basic, people's concept of sewage and waste is fairly basic at the time. People mostly dug pits on the ground in which to throw their rubbish. The road is not likely to have been paved at all, but there were in fact irrigation ditches. Much of the area has been retrained marshland.
What about is immediately opposite the Financial Times building, what would have been there then?
Oh, we've done some excavations in that area as well. We know about buildings on the riverside, on the Bankside itself, some of them going back to the medieval period. But the area in between Bankside and Park Street, as it is now, was probably largely open, a few buildings. There were certainly fish ponds in the area. People were keeping the fish. We've got a lot of evidence about fish stock mongering in the area. Park Street itself, where we're standing, is actually called Via Fuellaria, or Maiden Lane, which is really related to the riverside activities.
I see. And would Shakespeare have lived around here?
Well, it's possible. We know that a number of the other actors did, Edward Elaine, for example, some of the proprietors, like Philip Henslow. Certainly Shakespeare's brother is buried in Southwark Cathedral, which is just over there, so, there was a theatrical community in the area.
Now, the Globe was built in 1599 after they transported the wood from the theatre in Shoreditch. When they built it here, just 50 yards from a rival theatre, the Rose. I'm a bit puzzled by that. What was going on?
Well, the first proper theatres, playhouses, the open-air playhouses of London, which are a unique sort of building, the first proper one that we know about, apart from the Red Lion of 1567, of which we know very little, was the theatre built by James Burbage in Shoreditch in 1576. There was another one down the road for it. But Shoreditch became very much a theatrical area. A lot of the actors lived there. In fact, Shakespeare almost certainly did live in that area at one stage, along with various other playwrights and actors and theatrical impresarios. By the 1580s, it had possibly lost some of its theatrical predominance, and there was a shift over here to the south of the river, to this Bankside area. Bankside had long been a centre of entertainment. There were a number of barebacking rooms here from the 1540s onwards. There were all the houses of ill repute along the river side. There was quite a large population in this fairly well-to-do, in this fairly prosperous area of London. So they're coming to a well-known new theatrical area, if you like. There were two other playhouses here already.
And how many would each have accommodated? How many?
Well, that's a difficult one. We've got various sources saying that the Swan, for example, held 3,000 people.
That's about 500 yards from here, the
Swan,
isn't it?
Yep, it's about 500 yards to the west of us here. It's the second playhouse built in the area after the Rose in 1587. The Rose, we guessed, is about 2,500. But then again, they didn't have safety regulations. You could be squashed together or you could stand, depending on the weather, depending on the popularity of the play.
Finally, did James Heming, who was responsible for preserving Shakespeare's plays, did he have a pub around here?
Oh, definitely. Now, that's a very interesting building.
Whereabouts? Point to it.
Well, I mean, it's here. I mean, where the Globe was, here, was partly underneath this building.
There's a building next door to the Globe now, as we look at it from across the road, right?
Yeah, I mean, Anchor Terrace, which was built in the 1830s, it's largely on top of the site of the Globe Playhouse. At the back of that, John Heming's built a tap house, which is what they call it, which was, if you like, the sort of bar area.
Okay.
caff area of the theatre. These places didn't have enough room for a foyer or a bar.
Got you. That's fascinating. We've gone forever, but we've run out of time. Thank you very much, Julian Beauchamp.
I think that was roughly what I said the first time round.
We just went over, so it'll probably cut us short on the...